Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Ellen Melko Moore, who is the CEO and co-founder of Super Tight Social Selling. She is a branding consultant and social selling expert who creates and teaches LinkedIn social selling for the top thought leaders in the digital marketing space. Ellen, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love being here, and I'm excited to have my cred dust sprinkled upon me. This is going to be a good time.
Well said. So it is always fun to interact with you. It's been a while. It's great to get caught up in at least a little bit in the green room. And I'd love the audience to learn a little bit more about you through your CPOP, through your customer point of pain. What is that?
Okay. Well, you know what? We just figured out that it is, because folks, I'm going to be honest, I had a little help refining this with Mr. Mitchell. So what it is that digital thought leaders whose LinkedIn profile doesn't match up to the rest of their brand, that's the point of pain. That's their problem and their pain point.
By the way, it's beautiful. And that's part of what, thank you for bringing it. That's part of what we do. You know, it's about the clarity of your messaging, both what you do as a business, which I'll let you talk about in a second. What I do here, it's just simply, how can somebody see you, whether they've seen you on LinkedIn or seen you in person or seen you in a book or seen you and just fill in the blank, and they immediately know you and they know who you are and what you do. And that's what we do. So tell me a little bit more. What do you do?
Well, it comes down to the fact that a lot of people who are very, very successful as thought leaders in other platforms, you know, they've got a great website, they are big on Instagram or Facebook, they've got great content, but their LinkedIn activity isn't performing like that for them, even though these folks tend to be top B2B experts. I could drop some names. I'm not going to drop names of current clients, but basically they're folks that are a big deal in their world of digital thought leadership. But again, they understand the importance of LinkedIn as a B2B platform. They know it's got to work, but it just isn't really living up to the hype, their hype or LinkedIn's hype.
and what actually are you doing with them? You're just doing one-on-one support to help them beef up, or?
Yeah, we do webinars, we do classes, and we do one-on-one. And within the world of those three things, we teach kind of three pillars of LinkedIn. There's the profile itself, there's the way you're doing connections and messaging, and then there's the way you do content for LinkedIn, which is actually quite different than the content you wind up doing most other places. So it's got its own just weirdness to it. It's its own weird animal is sort of how we feel about it.
Absolutely. So Ellen, could you share how you have credibility to do what you do?
Well, as you know, Mitchell, I escaped from academia. I started out as a professor of rhetoric. And all that means for folks at home is, you know, persuasive language and listening and communication. And I escaped academia when I was about 30, and I started a business and did consulting work for Oprah Winfrey, the Zappos guys, The Early Show. I was the Channel 7 book girl here in Denver, Colorado Public Radio. So that kind of gave me the taste of entrepreneurship. And what I found time and time again was that a faster road up, especially in a really crowded marketplace, is to get way more picky about your target audience and way more picky about who you're talking to and occur for those people like you really are the one and only because you've really chosen them. And so that's always been the piece of branding that we've taught and focused on. And now we're just very excited because LinkedIn is an amazing place to do that. The people you can meet on LinkedIn who are so far up the food chain, it's incredible.
I don't disagree. And how many clients have you served since you started focusing in this area?
About 500.
Yeah. So not a small number.
Not a small number. Yeah.
How do you go about sharing your credibility?
Primarily, I think it's about demonstrating to people that you're going to give them answers that they're looking for. I think most people use their LinkedIn profile and they use their website. Most of us, because we've been trained, right? We're supposed to talk about ourselves and talk about our business and why we're different and better and unique. And primarily, what I do to share my credibility is be on LinkedIn and show a different way of being and teach people how to use their profile and their messaging. That's what all our content is about. It's answering questions. And so that's primarily how people find me. And then I do various podcasts and, you know, all that kind of thing. I'm on the podcast circuit right now. I'm having a blast. It's a lot of fun.
Beautiful. So if you're sitting there, you're good at what you do. You're a digital thought leader, mm-hmm. and you're thinking to yourself, man, LinkedIn is not what everyone says it could be. It's not cracked up. It's not delivering. I don't know why or where I should spend time, money, energy. You should reach out to Ellen. Ellen, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
The best way is either to email me at ellen@supertightsocialselling.com or just find me on LinkedIn, Ellen Melko Moore, make a connection request, and we can sit down and really look at your LinkedIn profile and do a complimentary audit and just show you some ways to really change LinkedIn for you.
Beautiful. Well, thanks for sharing your credibility with us today.
Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm all dusted now with credibility. So it's awesome.
We will continue to share you for months and years to come. Benny, thanks for coming on. Really appreciate it. You guys know how important LinkedIn is a tool, how important Ellen's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Live. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Live Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.